Warrior Reflections.
Warrior Reflections.
We interviewed recent graduates
of Elizabeth Forward High School
on their experience of transitioning from high school to college.
My name is Dave Bohr. I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So the fall after I graduated, I started attending the University of Pittsburgh down in Oakland. For the past 2 years, I've been going to school there. I've also had a couple jobs and internships over the summer. My first year down at Pitt was definitely an eye-opener, well, especially the first semester. You kind of have slight expectations as to what you're going to think that college is like, and I can promise you can just completely wipe them out because they're all false. It's definitely a lot harder than I was expecting. The classwork, there's a lot more of it, and it's really easy to blow things off because you're not actually being held accountable for something every single day. So it was a big transition to have to stay on top of things and be held accountable with the only person being in charge of me is like being me. So that was kind of like the first big challenge that you have to tackle when you go to college, I think. My biggest misconception was that I was going to have all this time, because you think that you're going to have all this time because you're only in class 2 or 3 hours a day. But it's not a joke when they say for every hour that you spend in the class, you have to spend 2 outside studying, because the professor might only get through half the chapter, or he might only go over certain highlights. So you have to like read and study the whole chapter outside of it. And most of the time you do a chapter a class, not like in high school where you do a chapter a week or every 2 weeks. So it's a lot of a quicker pace. And then you also have this notion that you probably won't have to have a job, but you'll quickly run out of money. So then you have to get a job. So then you have to work and go to school and study and eat and sleep. And you actually have so much less time than you did in high school. You're not forced to be with the same group of people for 7-8 hours a day. So in terms of, you know, making new friends and that kind of thing, you definitely have to be very open, especially if you're going to like a college or something where you're going to be exposed to a lot of different people. That's kind of something I feel like we weren't necessarily exposed to here. So definitely like go in with an open mind, just because you're going to meet so many people that with different, you know, worldviews, and they come from all from different countries, and that part's crazy. My sophomore year definitely went a lot better than my freshman year. I only stayed down in Oakland for the first semester, and then the second semester I decided to study abroad. I studied abroad in London. The nice thing about Pitt is they give you the option whenever you study abroad that if you want to, you can do an internship while you're studying. It's 20 hours a week, and they take your major and what you're really interested in and then try to match you up with a business that's looking for an intern. I study accounting and information technology. So I got paired up at a marketing internship with Business Dialogue Worldwide, which is a corporate event planning company. It really like broadens your perspective. It's kind of ironic. It makes the world smaller because you travel so many places and you realize like they're really not as far away as you think, and it's not as impossible to get places. But at the same time, it definitely broadens your horizon because it sounds really corny, but it definitely is a life-changing experience. Like you completely view the world differently. I have a much greater respect for like the place that I come from. That's something I didn't expect. In terms of college, I would definitely hit the ground running and be a little more serious. You're just going to appreciate that you have so much freedom, and you're definitely going to abuse it your first semester. It happens with everyone. I tell every freshman that looks at their grades and just tell them it's okay. Like, it gets better. Don't worry. You understand how to tackle it better. Would I necessarily change it? I mean, I wish I could go back and change my grades, of course, but definitely learned from that and completely did a 360 for the second semester. Your life plans are going to change every 10 seconds. It definitely doesn't sound that way or feel that way, but it completely is that way. And what I thought I'd be doing in freshman year isn't what I thought I'd be doing in senior year, isn't what I think that I'm going to do with my life now. And I know it's going to change 10 times within the next 5 years. I don't really think I would change anything in my life, because the mistakes and choices I've made and the good things that I've done as well have got me where I am now.